Third Time's the Charm for Joel Ewart. His road to gold started in 2015 when he was 15 years old and he played in his first Canada Winter Games in his Prince George hometown. Held off the medal podium that year and again in 2019 in Red Deer, there was no denying Ewart and Team BC in his Canada Games finale Saturday in Charlottetown, PEI. The heavily favored 9-male, 3-female BC squad beat Alberta 79-32 to cap an undefeated 5-0 tournament, claiming the province's first title since the sport made its Canada Winter Games debut in 1995. "It's an emotional one," said Ewart. 10 years of my life in the Canada Games program, if you are going to finish something, you might as well finish on the top of the mountain." The 23-year-old Ewart, a defensive specialist and the team's inspirational leader, had 2 points in the final. "It was just a really special ending for a really special group," said Ewart. "We earned that final score and it was really awesome to see this group, that was together for 8 years, have an ending like this. One of the strengths of this group was our depth. It wasn't one superstar. Different games happened and different people got into foul trouble and injuries. We just had a lot of trust 1 through 12 and that really showed here with this result. We are a family from the players to the coaches to the parents, we had so much support here," he said. "Family is a big part of what happened here." Ewart was born with cerebral palsy, which affects his balance and muscular coordination. He's been playing wheelchair basketball since he was 5. Ewart announced before he left for PEI that this would be his last major basketball tournament. The UNBC student plans to concentrate more on wheelchair rugby while pursuing his goal to become a medical doctor. Gabe Harrison of Pender Island led BC offensively with a game-high 27 points, 15 rebounds and 11 assists, while Nick Van Bakel of Pender Island hit for 26 points and 5 rebounds. "I've been in sport my whole life, and this is the most special moment I've ever had," BC coach Simon Cass told Wheelchair Basketball Canada. "It's an incredible group of kids. They've worked incredibly hard. Empty gyms, long days, working and just doing it together. We did it as a team, and it's great to see. It culminated with our best performance of the last 8 years in the biggest game. Myself and the rest of the coaching staff could not be more proud." Quebec defeated Manitoba 75-46 for bronze. Meanwhile, in biathlon, Liam Simons of Prince George won his second medal of the games in the final event Saturday, helping BC claim silver in the mixed team relay. Simons teamed up with Molly Caldwell of Golden, Mai Roger of North Vancouver and Parker Munro of Vernon to complete the course in 1 hour 10 minutes and 41 seconds.5. BC finished 103 behind Quebec, Françoise Gauthier, François Harvey, Laurie Jacques, Amelia Pulio, who clocked 1 hour 9 minutes and 54 seconds.6. Alberta won bronze in 1 hour 11 minutes and 6 seconds.8. Simons, a member of the Caledonia Nordic Ski Club, won bronze in the pursuit on Tuesday. In male hockey, Team BC lost 7-3 to Quebec in Saturday's bronze medal final. Chase Harrington of Prince George had 1 assist for BC. Prince George minor hockey product Ryder Green started in net for BC and played the first 2 periods, allowing 4 goals on 29 shots. Cone Cleaver of Port Alberni replaced Green for the 3rd period and gave up 2 goals on 16 shots. Quebec added an empty netter with Cleaver on the bench. Cameron Schmidt of Prince George was held off the scoresheet and finished the tournament with 4 goals and 4 assists. Ontario captured gold with a 3-2 overtime win over Saskatchewan. Matthew Schaefer scored the winner 7:59 into the 2nd overtime period. The games resume on Monday, the start of the 2nd week of competition in PEI, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick.